Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This should get interesting. 877-881-1053. Is Major League Baseball about to have zero Hall of Famers this year because of this? So I want to quick hit where the numbers are right now based on the Hall of Fame ballot tracker. 40% of the ballots are known. And right now there are realistically three candidates within striking distance. With all due respect to Scott Rolen, who's at 65%, it's not looking like this is his year. But here are your three candidates.
The Rolling Stone Band or whatever.
Roger Clemens is currently at 71.7%. Barry Bonds is currently at 72.3%. You need 75. And Curt Schilling is at 74.8%. So Curt Schilling is as close as it can get. And he is who this controversy is going to surround. Not surprising. So there is a source saying, and this story has been picked up a lot over the last 12 hours, numerous National Baseball Hall of Fame voters have reached out to the Hall of Fame hoping to amend their ballots, removing their votes for Curt Schilling after he supported the, quote, seditious acts in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago. Hall of Fame officials are concerned about the precedent this could set. Now, let me ask y'all first on the surface, what do you think about the idea of somebody being able to amend their ballot after it's been turned in?
I don't like it.
Because in regular voting, you can't do that.
I don't like it either because why can't you amend people that are in the Hall of Fame now if they do something in their life that you really disapprove of and mm-hmm. say, well, now they were in the Hall of Fame, we did all the stuff, but now that he did this, he is now out of the Hall of Fame. Because I think you would start to do that once you turn in your ballot and then it's official and say, well, I want to take it back. And I get it. He's not in yet. So it's a little bit different. But then it's almost like, should they have a vote every year on everybody that's in the Hall of Fame if they should stay in the Hall of Fame? Which obviously they're not. But yeah. I think you do start getting into the, well, these 10 guys have done these things in their life after their playing career were over and after they got into the Hall of Fame. Should we now take them out? Or, you know, we don't know this, and it might not, but there might be people in the Hall of Fame now that 5 years from now or 10 years from now, it comes out that they did do steroids for 8 years of their career.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are keeping out Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Rafael Palmeiro and a few other guys because of it, Sammy Sosa comes to mind, Mark McGwire, then do you say, all right, well, now we have to take these guys out. I would like to rescind my vote for putting him in the Hall of Fame 15 years ago.
Well, you know, for the reason of, Kevin, this is why I've always stuck with, you can't tell that story without it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole reason that you don't do this. I'm holding a grudge against you or holding this thing over you because of this. Now we tell the story of what the famous players were. We wrote those stories while we were covering the teams. We wrote about them. They made our newspapers sell. Like, those were the guys that made everything about what your job as a sports writer happen, is that you had to cover those guys and your newspaper flourished because you got to cover all those home runs. Right? So that's why you give that part of that story, you continue that story. But I don't like the idea of amending it. I don't like the idea of going back and changing it.
So there's a few things here. To your point, Corey, I truly believe you cannot tell a complete history of baseball without mentioning Bonds, Clemens, and Schilling. I think your history then is incomplete. Scott Rolen, I mean, no, nothing against him, but I think we can move on fine without including him in that. So Couple of things. First, I want to give you the 23-word statement from the Baseball Writers Association of America in their rules. So not a statement, excuse me, in their rules. This is what it says about voting for the Hall of Fame. Quote, voting shall be based upon the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the team or teams on which the player played. So integrity and character is where some voters are saying, does this revolve around the integrity and character to the team, your integrity and character as a human? Because this is, I'm sure there are others, but this is the tweet that people have circled in on. This is on the evening of January 6, 2021 from Curt Schilling. Again, direct quote. You cowards sat on your hands, did nothing while liberal trash looted, rioted, and burned for Air Jordans and big screens. Sit back, shut the F up, and watch folks start a confrontation for S that matters, like rights, democracy, and the end of government corruption. Hashtag, it's happening. So, I mean, Curt Schilling has been known to have very strong political opinions long before that. And that is what some people, I mean, let's be honest. Like, if we're being 100% honest, that is the only reason he's not at, what, 85 or 90%? There's no other reason that probably the greatest postseason pitcher in baseball history, and certainly one of the best three, would not be in the Hall of Fame. But he's hovering right at the border, and part of the reason is because of stuff he's said or stuff he's tweeted out. I'm not saying that is right or wrong. I'm telling you that's why it is.
Okay. That being said, the crowd that's asking, well, I'm not gonna even listen to you until Ty Cobb's removed from the Hall of Fame. Right? Because that group exists. Mike, you brought that up. All these
he
other
abused
people.
Women and yeah.
Okay. And that being said, I do wonder if writers are thinking to themselves, look, you know, even our government amends laws. Why can't we not amend some of our own rules on our judgment? And is this the right time to do this? And so I wonder, my problem is I don't like that writers would be able to hold that over them, because what was on the field did matter for the story of baseball. And that's what you were writing about, was the story of baseball. So I don't like that, but I do see that a lot of them are saying, look, this is a very different time than it was whenever we originally wrote these rules. Can we not adjust them and change them and change our minds? But I still don't like the idea of take this vote back specifically.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Now, I will say this for all the people that did vote for Curt Schilling and want to take their vote back. I do think he's not going to make it. I think with what he's recently done, without all the ballots being put in, as far as I know that, like, we see 39-point-something% that are public, that we're going off of those. Usually the people that
the
don't
make
their...
The number I've seen is up to 40. But
okay,
yeah.
So usually the people who don't make their ballots public are the ones that are the most critical on the ballots. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
the people that are making theirs public usually are voting for like 7 to 10 guys.
So he
usually
would need to be at like, what, 80-ish percent?
Yeah, he would need
right
to be
now?
Right now at like 82-83% to feel like he has a legitimate chance. And now if you are on the fence on somebody like Curt Schilling, I think they're not going to vote for him, so he's probably not going to get in. In fact, I don't think anybody's going to get in this year. But that being said, remember, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker didn't have their day. They're in the Hall of Fame, but they did not have ceremonies last year. So if they're able to in July have a ceremony, there still will be one, because Jeter and Larry Walker have not got to have their ceremony. So it would feel like this deal of nobody made it, but yet somebody made it. Because just a few years ago, wasn't that long ago, like I'd say in the last 8 years, there was a year that nobody made it. And then there was a year that just, I think, Barry Larkin was the only person who made it.
You're 100% right about that. I want to throw out an interesting thing about the ballots that I've seen. So we talked about Bonds, Clemens, and Curt Schilling. I want to add Omar Vizquel to that list for one specific reason. So
he's
check
gone way down, by the way.
Exactly.
He got 52.6 last year, which isn't close to making it, but he's going to be like barely at 30, maybe.
So there's a reason for that. How many votes has Barry Bonds lost since last year per the ballots that have been submitted so far? One.
Okay.
Roger Clemens, 2. Curt Schilling, the second most at 5. And Omar Vizquel, the most at 11. And that is because, one, because of political speech. The other one with Omar Vizquel, because of some truly awful accusations against him about abusing women. And so that shows directly, whether it's intended or not, Baseball Hall of Fame writers are 100% taking off-the-field things into consideration.
I wonder this, too. Schilling, Clemens, and Bonds after this year most likely don't get in, and then that's their last year on the ballot.
Yep.
And that will be it for them. They can never be on the ballot. It would be the Veterans Committee that would put them in later in their life, if possible. For Omar Vizquel, I do think, from what I understand, it's easy to not vote for him this year, because the writers are like, look, this is only his third year on the ballot. And because of all of this, I'm not voting him this year. If I was voting for him, I'm not voting for him, you know, right now, because there's more time to pass to see how true these allegations are. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I'll never vote for him again if they're all true and they end up being true. But if over the next year or two, it comes out that it's whether it's untrue or indecisive, we don't know what the truth is and isn't.
He has six years left.
Yeah,
so
the people could be like, look, I can vote for him 2-3 years from now after this all gets cleared up, or I will never vote for him again because it got cleared up that he was this type of person in his life. So, Curt Schilling, it's interesting because this has never really happened in the history of sports, as far as I know, right? That somebody has become this politically divisive in their
careers.
I wouldn't say never, but I mean, I don't know of anybody, but I'm sure that some people, but I don't know if anybody has maybe as
famous
as
him. I mean, we would know about
him.
This, right? We would maybe know that, like, that person was a Hall of Famer, but didn't make it because they had some crazy views on life.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Troy Aikman say that flyovers are a waste of gas or something? That was a joke, Mike.
God, man.
I know this is a very serious topic.
So people are kind of across the board for this. Well, I shouldn't say that. Mostly they think this is nonsense and Curt Schilling should be in. But I want to go to two different viewpoints here. On the 772, like 99% of the time I say focus is just on the field. But Schilling is a truly awful human being to the point that I think he's the exception to the rule. And then I missed it because there is a ton of feedback, but somebody said, oh, here we go, from the 817. I don't agree with Schilling at all, but it's BS to keep someone out of the Hall of Fame because of what he believes. He dedicated his life to being an awesome baseball player. And so that kind of shows you, those are both people that do not agree with Curt Schilling's like political points of view. One of them was like, so keep his ass out. The other one is like, but I still think he should be in, even though I feverishly disagree with what he says.
I wonder this too, and we're assuming this. I'm going to ask you guys this. Do you think Curt Schilling, when you get the about 15 minutes, I've talked to Pudge about this, and sometimes you can, if
yes.
your last name is like a R, because I think they go in alphabetical order, and he lost some of his time because somebody took more time than they were allocated.
Oh, wow.
And so by the time they got to Pudge, they're like, Pudge, man, if you can, you got to take about 3 minutes off of this type of deal because we're running a little long. And I'm wondering, do you guys think Curt Schilling will just talk politics and not talk about the game of baseball for his 15-minute speech?
I kind of do.
Because, I mean, he could. I don't know. But it just, that would be really, I get it. Like, Curt Schilling's crazy.
Here's why I think he will, though, Bassick. I don't know if I felt that way before, but you know damn well he's seeing these articles in the last 24 hours. And that's even further. Look, We live in a double down world, man. And so when he sees that he's even further trying to be kept out specifically because of politics, I feel very confident that if he makes it, he's going to talk about that. I don't know the whole time.
A little bit. I know it's totally different, but maybe like T.O. kind of like, I'm not going to that place. It's like they voted you in. You made it.
I think he would be there, and I think he would be there front and center, and I think he would wear his MAGA hat to go with his jacket and everything like that, and I think he would talk about it. I really do.
You know, and what's weird is I don't think he cares about getting into the Hall of Fame, because if he really cared, wouldn't he say this? Like, what, I don't know. If you're on the borderline of voting or not voting for him based off of political views, if Curt Schilling, before everybody turned in their vote, said, I have these stances and these views, and I talk about them all the time. If you don't like it, I don't care. But when it comes to the Hall of Fame, voting for me, I promise you, when I go to the Hall of Fame, I'm talking about baseball. I'm talking about the Baltimore Orioles taking a chance on me and drafting me. I'm talking about, you know, becoming a good pitcher with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm talking about my time with the Arizona Diamondbacks and Randy Johnson. I'm talking about being part of the Boston Red Sox and breaking the curse. I'm not going to talk about politics for my 15 minutes about being in the Baseball Hall of Fame. If he said that, do you think it would put the voters at ease? Like, he's crazy.
Yes.
He can say whatever he wants on Twitter, and I can totally disagree. But if he comes out and says, I'm not going to use that time at all to talk about politics. This is about the game of baseball that I'm talking about.
I think that would make a huge difference, Corey. I really, really do. Because I think they're – I'm not saying a lot of them. I'm saying some people are not voting him in because they specifically hate what he has said and what he stands for. But I think there's a portion of that group that is like, I do not want him to get up there for 15 minutes and turn this into a political stump speech. And if he said that, I definitely think that would help.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.